I'm Greg Yoder with Mission Network News in Sochi, Russia. A Boko Haram attack in northern Nigeria is raising red flags. Open Doors CEO and President David Curry explains.
When you see tactics like they used here, dressing up like military, big assaults on towns that are coordinated, this just shows their growing sophistication.
Dozens of Boko Haram fighters stormed a village in Borno State Wednesday afternoon, killing over 50 people and burning hundreds of houses to the ground. Open Doors helps survivors of attacks like this through biblical trauma counseling. Find ways to pray and help at our website. Meanwhile, spring-like temperatures are a concern and a help for those involved here in the Winter Olympics in Sochi. Sunny skies and temperatures in the 60s, not good for skiers or snowboarders, but great news for Russian and American Christians working together at two area fun zones. I'm embedded with SOAR International, a ministry supporting Russia Inland, a national church consortium hosting these fun zones. They provide puppet shows, face painting, games, and a listening ear. Have people come to Christ? SOAR International's Richard Page says it's laying the groundwork.
Believe it or not, there are a lot of people that still believe that the evangelical churches drink the blood of babies. This is changing their perception of what the church is. And there are a lot of people that didn't even know a church was there. It's really opening doors, and we're planting seeds of the gospel through just every means that we can.
Pray God will lead Fun Zone visitors back to the church after the Olympics. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Sign up for our new and improved free e-news blast. It features all the day's news, complete with pictures and links to expanded news coverage. Click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.